Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most cowardly podcast network.
Hello and welcome to Scaredy Boys Small Screen Scares, a mini-series where three cowardly friends discuss horror television. I'm Damien.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Tom.
And for this episode, we watch The Haunting of Hill House, Episode 6, Two Storms.
Damien, I think you've incorrectly introduced this week's episode.
Okay.
Because I think you said episode 6, Two Storms?
I think
what you meant to say was the greatest episode of television in history.
Okay. Oh,
It's fucking good. It's one of the best pieces of TV I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Hands down.
It's such an interesting follow-up to the last episode, which was so heartbreaking and scary.
Yeah.
And then for this one, you do get caught up in the craft of the filmmaking going on that it's just so good.
It's so good. And it's also the natural... It's like you said, we've answered the question of what happened to Nell.
Yeah.
And this is now literally an entire episode dedicated to the consequences.
Right.
They're all talking about what's happening and they're fracturing. Like, because Nell is dead, all these fucking awful secrets that we've learned over the last four or five episodes are all spilling out.
Yeah.
How wild for a show that is all about making you terrified and breaking your heart. And then they do these, it's basically three really long takes in this episode. And that's crazy for a horror. Like horror doing long takes, you take away your greatest weapon, which is probably your jump scare.
Yeah.
You still do a jump scare in a long take, but you have to do it legitimately and not cheaply.
Yes. And they do jump scares.
Yeah.
Like, pop up little scares in this long take.
Yeah, I'd love to see the behind the scenes of this long take, because there must be so many people running around the background as soon as the camera moves off screen.
There's that great photo or video of when they do the one where the parents run back down the stairs in the back in the old Hill House.
Yeah,
and there's like a camera drops through where the chandelier was.
Yep.
And it's literally, they've built like a lift and the cameraman steps in the lift and then it takes him down to the ground floor.
That's phenomenal.
When this episode came out, Flanagan had a Twitter thread. I know it was pinned to his profile for ages, but it's probably gone now because it was so long ago.
Yeah.
You better find it somewhere. It was a huge thread where he went, all right, people have got so many questions about episode 6. Here's how we did everything.
Wow.
And he broke the whole thing down. It was a fucking good thread.
All right.
So people can find that. It's well worth reading.
Yeah. It's just such a ballsy idea. Let's do it. And like, it's not one take. There are edits and cuts all.
Yeah, sneaky cuts and stuff. But yeah,
I think the reason it works so well is because you can't look elsewhere. You can't take your eyes away from the action. You can't get distracted by anything because the camera is like, no, follow this. Follow here. And also just the bits where like the fan members are arguing and the camera just kind of spills out to look over somewhere else.
Right.
Yeah, it's just, it's good.
But it's even
shit.
Like, I love that weaponized camera work from the outset of the episode where old Hugh walks in to the funeral home and the camera is just doing the 360s.
Yes.
And it's going from grown-up kids to young kids and it's just beautiful.
Oh, that shot when he walks in and they're all the young kids sitting there.
Yeah.
And then when he walks up to see Nell in the coffin and it's the child.
Yeah.
Just, it's like, oh, this is how he sees them. This is how he will always see them. They'll always be those kids at that house that summer.
Breaks your fucking heart.
Do you think this episode is Hugh's episode? Obviously, we've had an episode for each of the kids. Because I was thinking, we've had one for each of the kids and now we've kind of got them all together, really, for the first time.
Yeah, I don't think it's anyone's episode.
Because I think the next episode is Hugh's.
Yeah.
It's a weird one.
Mm.
I think it's just a bit of everyone.
Yeah. This is like, it's literally, everyone gets a beat on their own too.
Yeah.
Steve gets a moment by himself. Luke gets a moment by himself. They all get these kind of nice beats. You have Hugh chasing Olivia in that flashback, but I don't think it's necessarily his episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a line I love in this, which is, "We water that seed till that's her tree," when they're talking about Nell, and that's so beautiful. There's such good lines in this.
The
writing staff on this knocked it out of the fucking park. It's unbelievable.
I think that line is also heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Because, well, she can't be that tree anymore because she's dead, one. Yeah. But two, Olivia started out like that.
Yes.
And you can see that she just loved her kids and she loved her husband. And that was her thing. And she just wasn't able to be there for them because of something awful that happened.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that hurts.
Yeah.
That she was good until she wasn't.
There were a couple of extra spooks I picked up on a rewatch.
Okay.
Which I wish I had not. Tom, you watched it a little more recently in the demo. You might recall this. When Olivia's walking upstairs looking for Nell and the statue moves.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
So I didn't pick that on the first one.
I didn't remember seeing it on the first watch.
Yeah. There's another one too. You know, when she drops the flashlight, when she's seeing, I think she's talking to the wheelchair lady. And then later Hugh picks the flashlight up off the ground and there's the tire tracks in the carpet.
Yeah.
I never saw that before. And that's just fucked. It's creepy.
Yeah. It's all pretty awful.
Yeah.
This one has also just even some heartbreaking beats of, like, we've now revealed the bent neck lady. So now every time you see her, instead of being a fearful character, she's a heartbreaking character.
As well as it's that thing of the bent neck lady is in this one a fair bit in the present day, and no one ever sees her because no one ever sees now. I mean, obviously, we get that story in the original timeline of,
I was standing right here.
Yeah, how she goes missing. That one gave me goosebumps as well.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, is she talking about she's literally gone missing because she's in the house? Or is she talking about she's standing as the bent neck lady in her own funeral at her own viewing and no one is looking at her?
Yeah, yeah.
It's horrible. Can I talk about long takes for a sec?
Yeah.
This is probably the best episode. In fact, my favorite is episode 5. I think episode 5 is actually better than this one. Long takes are great. I love them. Every time I see them, I froth over them. I think the craft of them is great. I think it puts huge strain on the actors.
Yeah, right.
And I particularly, on a rewatch, and I remember watching this the first time and feeling the same way, Stephen struggles, I think.
Right.
But you're asking the actors to do so much. Not only are you asking them to, you know, deliver these huge chunks of scenes, they're supposed to act drunk as well, which is fucking difficult to do.
Basically,
it's one of, like, the hardest things to do.
Yes.
Yeah, to play, yeah. Mm. But that's the thing. When you do the long take, I think you don't always get 100%. Like, when you make a film a traditional way, you can 100% get the right shot of everything, of each performance.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when you settle for, like, a 15-minute extended take, you're like, oh, Theo's knocking it out of the park. Shirley's fucking awesome. Shirley's husband's great.
Yeah.
Stephen's a little weak. And there's moments in the episode where he in particular struggles. So I just think that's the balance you get. You got the long take and the benefits of that, but you're also not getting the very, very best performance.
I will say, though, he does give one of my favorite deliveries in this, is that every other episode we've seen him in, he's Stephen.
Mm.
He's pretty Stephen.
Yeah.
And then when he walks Luke to the coffin, he's like, because Luke won't look at it, can't look at it. He's like, no, come on. We'll look at it together. You're going to be okay. Being like the big brother and being, again, Stephen, very pragmatic.
Yeah.
There's a reason for this. And then the minute he sees Nell, he just goes to pieces.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, that's good, though.
Yeah.
That you're like, oh, Stephen, in his very fucking broken, dumb, the way this entire family fucking exists by not being able to communicate or talk or be friends or whatever, he cared so much and he just couldn't. He couldn't do anything. He fucked up.
Yeah. But that moment too kind of annoys me with Stephen, because he's doing the whole thing with Luke where it's like, it's okay, we'll go slowly. If you can't do it, you can't do it. But if you watch him, his arm is, like, really firmly. He's got Luke and he's dragging him forward.
Mm.
So it's like he's saying one thing, but he doesn't mean it.
But is that because he needs Luke?
I think
possibly too. I think it's
that. Yeah.
There's so many. There's a lot of different things happening here.
That's good shit.
Yeah.
Well,
jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
On the long takes and how basically, yeah, it is hard because everyone needs to be on their top game. You can't do multiple retakes because it's such a big setup. There's so much going on, rah, rah, rah. And I actually read they shut down production for, it was 6 weeks, so they could do just rehearsals. So, like, most TV, like, that's madness for a TV show to shut down production for 6 weeks.
Yeah, right in the middle of production.
That's it. And so, they even had, so they obviously had the actors doing rehearsals. They had fill-ins in the space doing it. So, they could, again, all the crew could rehearse as well.
Oh, yeah.
Just, like, huge efforts to, and successful because, it really did blow me away. And, like, a lot of them, there are some cuts, but a lot of the long takes are actually... They're, like, the biggest one goes for 15 minutes 38 without a cut.
Yeah. I think that's the first one, isn't
it? Yeah, that's the first one.
I read, so this was in the original pitch. The idea for this episode, the way they wanted to shoot it, was in the pitch that Netflix loved and that forced Netflix to buy the series.
Right.
And then when it came to it, so I think there was a difference between Netflix isn't funding the series, there was a production company doing that.
Okay.
Or something like that. And the production company, when they got to it, they're like, oh, we don't want to shut down. Also, this is way too expensive. Mm. Change the way you do it. Can we shoot it more traditionally? And then Flanagan like had to fight for it. But he said he was thankful because Netflix came into bat for him too. And they're like, no, this is why we bought the show.
Right.
You're going to do it the way you said you were going to do it.
Yeah.
So, he was like, that was one of the – it was great working with Netflix because they actually like just support the creator.
Yeah, that's huge.
Through their, I guess – omnipotent streaming weight behind the craft.
Like, it's quite sad to hear that because imagine how many showrunners will pitch an idea. The people with the money go, great, love it. But then when it comes time to it, they're like, no, take all these shortcuts and make it worse.
Yeah.
And you probably half the time have to cop that.
Yeah. And yet then you have like, you think about Game of Thrones, which could have not had to take any shortcuts because it was making so much money and doing so well, and yet they took all of the shortcuts and died in its ass.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that shows you, like, you can take shortcuts, but you'll pay the price.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Just on the content of the episode, I really like that this is the point where they finally come together and like, early on, they have that lovely conversation where they're talking about Nell's puffalopes and then the dad tells a story about the Christmas thing. And then they get angry at the dad and all these kind of, it's finally for time to have this kind of moment.
Yeah, it's but
the siblings are kind of together. They're like united in fighting Hugh.
Right.
And then in the back half of this, they just all fall apart.
They shatter.
Yeah. Like Luke is just completely sad and lonely on his own. Steve is just like, Steve and Cheryl are at each other's throats. And then you get Theo who just throws that grenade in of like, yeah, we all took the money. Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Your husband took them. And oh, that bit where Cheryl's going at Theo and her husband's just like, just stop. You're going to embarrass yourself.
Mm.
You don't know what you're saying. And then just as she gets to a crescendo of like calling everyone out, he's like, we took the money as well.
Yeah.
And we took the money because you keep giving away free funerals. And I've been telling you for years, you can't do that. Yeah. And just when she's like, the delivery that she gives, the hurt she has and the delivery she gives when she's like, how could you humiliate me? Is that what she says?
Mm.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. It's just, it's heavy.
I mean, that's the thing with this episode is like last episode had a lot of spooks. This one, the family drama really does peak, like it crescendos and spills over. And then obviously we start to like heal, not even heal yet, but like they start to at least face what they haven't faced for so long after this episode.
Well, they're forced to all in the same room for the first time in how long? Not even at the wedding. Luke wasn't at the wedding.
True. Yeah.
Like they're all together.
Yeah.
There is that line Theo says where Nell was always talking about getting us all back together under the same roof. I guess, no, she didn't have to go so far.
Yeah.
Like, we would have done it. Like,
she's very morbid, Theo.
Oh, she's super morbid. She has another line about she's drinking her back or something like that.
I'm going to drink her back to life.
Drink her back to life. Like,
would you prefer I stopped or something like that?
Yeah.
It's a great, great television. There's that great rule idea. I can't remember who said it, but it's like, if you want to get the best out of characters, weddings and funerals, because you have disparate groups of people who all have grievances, who all just have to be there for whatever reason. So you can just have people understand what happens at a funeral, what happens at a wedding.
Yeah.
So you can forget about plot and just focus on all these little tensions bubbling over.
Yeah.
That the bubbling is what makes it great because you've got people who are trying to do the right thing, and if it's a wedding or a funeral, they're like, well, I don't want to make this about me, but then the thing keeps bubbling and bubbling and bubbling, and then it explodes.
Yeah.
And then we get this episode. So creepy, the buttons on the eyes as well.
I was hoping someone would bring that. Yeah. What? Where do they come from? Like, do we don't really get an answer for that.
It's
one.
It's just rude,
we?
Is what it is.
It's very rude.
Yeah, I assume it's Olivia, right?
But why?
I guess.
But like, just what's the logic behind it? So it was like Nelly collecting buttons, that thing. But then like,
okay.
Is it like a riff on the whole put coins on your eyes?
I mean, it must be, but it's horrific. Like, it's...
That's a hell thing though, isn't it?
Yeah, you got to pay the ferryman is what it is. Yeah.
But I mean, that's even like a traditional thing. People like put coins on your eyes before you... When you died of, you know.
Yeah.
Got me though.
It's fucked.
Might have been my biggest rattle of this episode. And this episode does have a lot of background rattles in it.
Yeah, big time. It's fucking disturbing.
And then also when the...
The coffin tips over.
Coffin tips over.
And then you get that incredible shot where they all turn and look and it pans around and they're all standing there and Nell's with them.
Yes.
But obviously dead.
Yeah.
And it's just like...
They can't see her.
They can't see her. The only person who does see her is Hugh.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he tries to chase her and can't find her. And oh.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah.
Fuck this show. Fuck this show. But in the best way possible.
Yeah. Well, that is all the scary talk we have for this episode. I've been Damien.
I've been Sean.
I've been Tom.
And if you scary listeners would like to get into contact with us, you can email us at 3scaredboys@gmail.com or you can find us on Twitter at scaredyboys or individually, I'm at Midday Pajamas.
I'm at Carney from 55.
I'm at Orca Trade.
Stay scared, everyone.
It's just rude is what it is.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.